Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Everybody jump! Yes. A good Friday morning to one and all. Taz and the Moose back together again right here on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios. National mortgage lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully. Mortgage confidently. The boys across the way, Mikey B, Pete the Body, AB with your updates. Three big hours to play with. 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern time we go. Taz, good morning. Did you miss me?
Yes. Yes, Moose. It's what?
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
Of course,
good
I miss
morning,
you,
brother. How are you, man?
Put you over. I'm good, bro. I'm good. You look very. I mean, you look. I mean. Look like you've just been in the Bahamas for about a month.
Dude, it is.
I'm jealous
of
you.
It is hot in Orlando in August. I'll tell you that.
It's a rough time of year in Orlando.
I'm sweating profusely day in and day out.
You know, you don't have to go to the beach. You just walk around. You get your color.
It does not matter, right? It rains every day at some point in time, usually in quick, short order. It is hot.
Yeah, it is.
We had a big family trip down to vacation. Cousins were there. There was about
really? Had the whole deal.
Yeah, we had like a group of 15 that went down.
Nice.
So it was nice.
I thought it was just you guys. I didn't know it was just the boys.
Well,
and the
wife. My mother-in-law, my wife's sister, her family.
Yeah, but sometimes that could get annoying. Let's be honest.
You know what? It was actually great. There was
no issues.
No, not really. Yeah. Maybe a couple of this and that due to the heat.
Yeah,
and the fact that the kids. Right.
Yeah.
And then yesterday we had an awful trip home.
That's part of the deal. That's part of the Disney experience.
The kids were screaming on the airplane.
Not just your kids either.
Our kids. One of Jackson's toys broke on the plane.
Oh, that's a problem.
And then he started getting upset. Paul wanted to walk the whole way, walk the aisles.
While
right, going to the bathroom every 10 minutes. And then to top it off, Taz, about right as we're landing, Gregory throws up all over the place.
Oh, my God. Dude. You're the nightmare family for the other
Gregory,
people.
Gregory, yes.
The nightmare family.
We are the family where you hop on and you're like, man, I just want a nice relaxing flight. And like the kids are screaming. You're like, oh my God, shut those kids up.
They see you in the gate area. Could you please not sit me near these people?
Exactly.
Please, I don't want to be near those kids. They're beautiful kids, but God, they look like they're really riled up.
My wife and I are reprimanding Jackson like three times during the course of the flight. And then I look over. We land. I look over. And I'm like, oh man, finally, we're going to get in the car. We got to get off this flight. Got to get off this flight. And Donna goes, Mark. I look over. And
oh, no.
All over. Donna is holding him as barf is coming down his
all over
her shirt.
God.
We had to strip him
Welcome
down.
Welcome home.
Throw everything down. The stewardess is like, don't worry about it. We have a cleaning crew that's going to come in. I'm like, I'm not going to scrub the plane. I'm like, the whole area reeks like, I'm about to throw up. It smells so bad.
There's Fruit Loops everywhere.
I'm like, we're in the car. It smells like roll gold, pretzels. I'm like, oh my God, give me
home. Your
wife
probably didn't. That's moms don't care. If stuff's on them,
they don't care. No, my wife handled it like.
That's what I mean. That's
she handled it like a trooper.
Just wired different than men.
Right. I'm the one that's got the latex gloves out. I'm like, I can't get sick.
We need Clorox wipes.
Exactly.
We got to have rubbing alcohol. We need everything.
Exactly right.
He's okay. He was just airsick, right? Just air-sick. From the flight. Yeah,
that happened. He's A-okay. Yeah, he's fine. He's just got, I think it was the landing, which was a little rough, which was tough.
Yeah, well, that happens.
But yeah, it's going to be back. It's going to be back.
It sounds like you. Great time. Sounds like you missed work.
That was fun. We had a blast. We had a really good time. It was just a tough way for it to end.
Yeah.
As we
that's
put
like the exclamation
point.
Part,
that's exactly
point,
right.
I should say.
That's exactly
oh,
right.
Oh, that's funny. Well, you know, I mean, there's nothing going on in sports that since you've been gone.
Well,
I mean,
well, there's so much to get into.
I know,
and we'll
I
get
know.
Into a lot of it over the course of nearly the next 3 hours with you.
And
football here. We're in, amazingly enough, week 3 of the NFL preseason, Taz.
Yep,
and
yep.
We saw your guy Tyrod Taylor avoid what looked like to be a serious left-hand injury last night against the Philadelphia Eagles. But as we heard from Hugh Jackson after the game, he thinks he's going to be A-OK and ready to go. So that's good news because their plan is obviously still to have Tyrod Taylor, a game in which the Browns beat the Philadelphia Eagles 5-0.
Yeah. Awkward score. Whenever there's a safety involved, that happens.
No question about it. And the Eagles, are you a little concerned about what you see in the preseason? I look at preseason football, and we could get to the specifics of last night's game, but I don't get too high, I don't get too low. I don't look at a team if they're – if they look like they're an absolute wunderkind and say, oh, my God, this team's going to be great in the regular season, or if they look downright terrible, if they are a talented team like the Philadelphia Eagles, regardless of which, I still think the Philadelphia Eagles are going to be a team to be reckoned with come the regular season.
I agree.
Even with the struggles of Foles and the question mark about the health of the knee of Carson Wentz.
I know, and that's you're right, Roos, and I'm on the same page as you on this, dude, because so many people get like hung up with – you can't. You have to be. You just have to take it for what it is. It's preseason ball. Enjoy it. But teams, they're still working out a bunch of kinks. You know, and Foles, Foles looked horrible last night.
He did.
You're looking at this guy like, okay, wait, let me just get this straight. A few months ago, this guy was a Super Bowl MVP.
Right.
You know? But look at man. It's just he is arguably the best backup in the game right now. If not, he could be a starter on most teams. I mean, so. Yeah, he didn't look great yesterday. I mean, none of the quarterbacks look great. I mean, but real quick, back to the Tyrod Taylor deal. When he hurt his wrist and posted, you know, he was trying to brace his own fall when he was getting hit in the red zone there. Man, it was scary. When he put that left hand down, you know what was scary about it? It wasn't that he was down for a second, that he hustled. He, I don't want to say sprinted. He ran off the field with his in pain. And I'm like, oh, God, I think he had a glove on. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, did he have like maybe a little bone break in there and he sees something with his eyes and there's a problem? But he went, got x-rayed, came back, got back in the game. I mean, so it's good for the Browns and because, you know, you don't want him out right now. You don't.
No, you don't. Especially when the game plan is that he is going to be their starter with Mayfield being the future caller of the team. And the Browns have told everybody and their mother that they're going to stick to their game plan. So if that
is
indeed,
do you agree with it? I do too.
It does not bother me in any way. I am not one. You know, we had, I think it was Pete Prisco on from CBSSports.com. You and I, Taz, had him on a couple weeks ago. And he was saying, well, I'm all for throwing young quarterbacks in there. Right from the word go, because if they can't handle it, then all of a sudden you know that you drafted the wrong guy. They should be able to handle it even if they fail initially and early on. And I don't really believe in that logic because I think if you put a guy in and he's not ready to play on any given level, whether it be high school, whether it be college, or whether it be the pros, you could really hand him or her, whatever sport it might be, and we're talking about football here, but you could really they could really regress and they could fail to develop. And I think we've seen that many examples of that in the National Football League.
And in sports, to your point, absolutely. If you put someone who's young out there too quick, you're putting them behind the proverbial eight ball. But, you know, there was a time where that happened with quarterbacks. Actually, they were saying it yesterday during the Fox broadcast. Troy Aikman was saying that, you know, when he came out of UCLA and he was – you know, and he started right out of the box, as you know, and back in the day. Now, and even Aikman was saying on the broadcast yesterday, he's like, well, that's kind of like, I'm paraphrasing, I don't want to put words in his mouth. It was kind of, the vibe of him was like, well, it still happens sometimes where a rook will start, but not as much now. And by the way, the Fox broadcast, I thought they did a pretty good job. The pregame with Howie Long and Bradshaw and Strahan. They did a whole different look. I enjoyed it. I don't know if some people liked it or not. I didn't take a look at social media last night. I thought it was pretty cool. I thought they did a decent job.
Yeah, I had no issue with it. I didn't. I enjoyed the games. I get. I think Fox has made media perfectly aware that they were going to give you a little bit of a different look to the Thursday night affair. Yeah, and I think Fox understands what the fan wants, but I also think, Taz, it comes down to the games, too. I mean, you're not going to watch and sit there and watch a broadcast on a Thursday night if the matchup does not intrigue you or if it's not quality football. I think that's also what it comes down to, too.
And they pushed that. I don't know if you saw it very early. They pushed it. They had like this gigantic video wall where I think they pick up in like week four, I believe it is, if I remember correctly.
Right.
And they had Howie Long put over, this game is going to be great. We're covering this game.
Oh, they're making sure that
they have to.
We're not going to see all the dreck of the National Football League week in and week out. They were pushing it. But yeah, overall, I look at last night, and I'm not overly concerned if I'm an Eagle fan. And I look at the Cleveland Browns, and I say, all right, it's a good work in progress. I think I've caught some of the episodes of Hard Knocks. I think Hard Knocks has been pretty entertaining.
It's been good, man.
I think it's been a good year of Hard Knocks.
Are you caught up or not? Yeah, because you've
been
away.
No, I'm not caught up to the last one.
I don't want to spoil it.
I'm not caught up to the last one.
Last one's good. You'll like it.
Last one's good?
You'll like it a lot.
But up until the last week, I think Hard Knocks this year has been pretty good.
It's been.
I didn't think the Buccaneer one was all that good. I didn't think the Texans won. I thought it was too much of an homage to J.J. Watt. I didn't think that was particularly
good.
I think this year, I think you've gotten a good feel about everything. I love the coach that's going hut hut hike, and his gut is going up and down.
Wiley, we talked about him yesterday.
Yeah, dude, fantastic.
Dude, he drives a Maserati.
That's
that guy. You'll see it in this episode. You're gonna watch. I talked about it on the air yesterday. When you were in here, dude, it's funny. He's got the offensive lineman in the offensive lineman room, and he's going over not game footage. He's going over footage of animals. Like, look at this rhino. Look at his base. Look at that bear. Look, like, it's hysterical, dude. I don't know if it was just for TV.
That's tremendous.
It was very funny. It was good.
And that was in this past week's episode.
Yeah, you'll see it in this past episode.
I got to check that out.
Yeah, you'll like it. It's pretty good.
So I look at preseason football. As long as guys don't get hurt, especially when you look at veteran players, like Todd Gurley, for example, with the Los Angeles Rams. Do you really need to see Todd Gurley playing in the preseason, Taz?
No, you don't. No, you don't.
You need to see star
especially
receivers.
Running backs like that, they get smashed left and right.
They get
hit. Hold on, you get some rookie linebacker that wants to make a name for himself. Look, coach, I just dropped Gurley. Yeah, no, you don't need it. You're right.
And then you're dealing with the fact of missing a impact player in regular season games because you decided to get him a little bit of burn in the preseason. I think rookies, they need to play because they got to get a feel of the speed and what they're going up against. I think when you have established star players, running backs, receivers specifically, and even when you look at quarterbacks are going to get burned because they got to knock the rust off. But when you look at running backs and receivers, Taz, I don't know if I necessarily need to see those guys in the preseason at all.
I agree with you. I think with the Cleveland Browns situation, it's a little different because Tyrod, things. He's trying to get a flow. You know, he's new with the team. So he's trying to get a flow with the offensive linemen. He's trying to get a cadence going with the receivers and whatnot, like Landry and stuff like that. How does Carlos Hyde take my handoffs? Or when Duke Johnson, all that jazz. And Tyrod Taylor is fighting. He's going to be the starter. But you saw yesterday, that's very rare, Moose, as you know, where a starter gets hurt in a preseason game, and then comes back out of locker room, he's okay, and he goes right back in the game.
That is rare.
Because he, meaning Taylor, does not want Baker sniffing behind him, taking that spot right away. He doesn't. That's my opinion. I think that's why Tyrod Taylor's not looking at these games, in my opinion, as preseason games. He wants to win the spot. He does. He's competing against a guy who is, this is his team for the future, Baker Mayfield.
He wants to hold off Mayfield as long as he can.
He does, I'm telling you. That's why he got himself back in that game yesterday.
And here is Hugh Jackson, the Browns coach, on the health of his starting quarterback, Taylor.
Anytime your quarterback gets nicked like that, you're always concerned. But I think the fact that he was able to go back in the game, that was a good sign that I know we'll make sure that we take care of it this week, whatever that is, and get him back to where he needs to be. I feel comfortable and confident that he's going to be okay and that we'll have him.
Mayfield played last night, didn't play particularly well, did get intercepted on two occasions, played better than the Eagles starter. Nick Foles, who got picked off on two occasions. Here's Hugh Jackson on his young star quarterback.
I think Baker has completed some huge balls and made some plays. Obviously, the interception was unfortunate, but I think he's getting hit as he's trying to throw. That's a tough one. Don't want to turn the ball over there. But, the last 2 weeks, I think he sees in the National Football League it's a grind.
Yeah, it is. There's no doubt about it. National Football League is a grind. When you put your body on the line, though, in the style and fashion, which you do when you're a paid athlete, it is different. And I get the big time. He's coming from a big time college program, Taz. But right. when you're on the field with
different
grown
level.
Men
yeah,
and you're going up against 28, 29, 31 year olds,
guys
that have
flying
been
around.
Flying around, that their body is basically their temple and they do everything they can to keep their body in the best physical condition. The speed in which the game is played is completely night and day difference from college to the National
well,
Football.
Well, real quick to your point, it was funny watching Baker. And he scrambled a little bit, and then scrambling, I should say, and then Fletcher Cox, the great defensive tackle, he barely just put one of his big paws on him, and it knocked the balance off of Baker. Then he just wrapped him up, and it was like men among boys. Like, just seeing Fletcher Cox sack. Oh, it was right a late kind of sack.
Yeah.
And it was very, like, wow. You saw the difference between some of those great defensive players in the Big 12 compared to Fletcher Cox,
and a
grown-ass man.
Men. Yeah. And Taz, you know this. They're a defensive lineman in the National Football League. All it takes is one hand.
Oh,
they've got such a grip that all they need is one.
Huge.
Grab your jersey, and you are going down.
He looked like a little kid to Baker Mayfield. But I got to tell you, man, I know we're rocking into break in a second. Dude, it's really intriguing to me with this whole the Browns. Mikey B and I were talking about it. It's like they become like America. Are they the new America's team? As there's an article on CBS Sports about it. What was it? Will Brinson, I believe. Brinson. And it's maybe we'll talk about this on the other side of breaks. I know.
Yeah,
we
can get into that. Yeah. Whether or not the Browns are the new America's team, we'll touch upon that next as we roll right along. Back together again, Taz and the Moose with you on a Friday morning, right here on CBS Sports Radio. This NFL season, FanDuel has more ways to win than ever before. And when I think about winning with FanDuel, what I think about last year is a rookie running back that I loved coming out of Tennessee that I basically told everybody and their mother to go out there and get, and that is Alvin Kamara from the New Orleans Saints. Loved him. Loved him, loved him, loved him. Loved him when he played at Tennessee. Thought when he sat in New Orleans, when he got drafted by the Saints, I thought he was going to be a star player down there. Ended up being one of the best dual threat running backs in the National Football League last year for New Orleans. And I think that is just basically the tip of the iceberg. Kamara is going to be an absolute stud for years to come. FanDuel's got a new tool called Guru to help you pick your lineups. Just start by picking any player and let Guru guide you through the rest. So if you pick a quarterback, Guru will use tested DFS strategies to recommend the best wide receivers and tight ends to pair with the new players. Try FanDuel today and get a $20 bonus when you make your first deposit. Just sign up FanDuel.com/CBS Sports.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, we're rocking and rolling, the Moose.
Hearing
all the all the vacation stories.
All the vacation
There's
stories.
There's a plethora.
Yes.
I love them. I love it. I love
well,
them.
Well, nothing was better than, I forget where I was on Monday. And I get a text from Biseglia. just want to clear something up. Are you working tomorrow? I go, I'm like online for a ride.
I'm online.
I think I was online for It's a Small World.
I'm online at Disney for a snow cone I'm going to spend $60 for my
right,
kid.
Right. And I'm like, no, I'm not back tomorrow.
But you had a Small World. I like that.
Yeah, it's a Small World. The kids loved it. We went on like seven times.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, awesome. The kids loved it.
No, Lion Jones.
No, yeah, it was fantastic. Yeah. And so I was like, no, I'm not back till Tuesday. Oh, no. Well, we thought that was the case. We just were making sure. And I was like, yeah, I'll see you Friday morning.
Don't shoot the messenger. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that was
No, I'm not. But the funny thing is, Spitz, our former program director, basically we have all our vacation before Memorial Day.
Yeah,
you had like a deadline.
It was
Memorial Day at like 3 in the afternoon. If your vacation forms were not in, you could not take any summer vacation.
A very militant feel for sports radio. Definitely. Yeah, that's how it was when Mr. Spitz was in town.
Was it not that?
It was. No, you're right.
Lying.
No, you're
I'm
on
not
point.
Lying.
You're definitely right.
It's like,
Eric, excuse me. I need to take another day in August, if that's okay.
I love Eric Spitz.
Do we miss him?
Yes,
of course.
We do miss him.
Yeah, no doubt. No, I miss him. I know Mikey B misses him, Eric.
We text.
Yeah.
Eric speaks.
Does he reply to you?
We FaceTime sometimes.
Does he reply to you? Seriously, does he?
I texted him one time. He never responded.
That's tremendous.
I have caught Mike sitting in Eric's office, I think, just trying to still feel his
Do you go
aura.
Grab some lifesavers?
I miss that.
Yeah, I pick the locks, go in there, and just get the smell.
For those that don't know.
And put the heat up at 85 degrees.
Well, that's
and sit there and sweat and have a lifesaver.
Yeah, our former program director, Eric Spitz, here, he had a bowl of lifesavers on his desk all the time, and we used to just eat them in our post-production meetings. And to Moose's point, while it was 160 degrees, it was hell. That's
it was,
how hot
you walk
it.
In there, and he'd be wearing like a sweater. It'd be like 95 degrees outside, he'd be wearing a sweater. It'd be like 95 in his office.
Oh,
my God, I'm sweating. When is this meeting going to be over? I mean, this is uncomfortable. I want to get back in the AC.
I'm choking on lifesaver juice.
What's going on, AB? How you doing, brother?
Oh, Moose, good to see you again. Your first report this morning is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. The Cleveland Browns got an earlier-than-expected look at Baker Mayfield last night. Tyrod Taylor injured his left hand in the first quarter against the Eagles and missed two series. Mayfield didn't love his performance.
Did you get the memo, by the way, on the whole Tyrod thing? It's actually, if you listen to the color commentator, Troy Aikman and Joe Buck, the play-by-play man, they said they had a conversation with Tyrod, and Tyrod basically said, look, because they said, what do we call you, Tyrod or Tyrod? What's the deal now? He's like, listen, let's just keep it Tyrod. That's how it's been. That's more or less what I'm hearing. So I'm still going to call him Tyrod. Moose, what are you going to call him?
Tyrod.
And AB?
Tyrod.
And begin.
Thank you very much. Mayfield didn't love his performance last night, but head coach Hugh Jackson saw some good things.
I think Baker has completed some huge balls.
Taylor finished the first half, then Mayfield played the entire second as scheduled, finishing 8 of 12 for 76 yards and a pick. X-rays on Taylor's left hand were negative. More tests today. Cleveland won the game 5-0. Yes, 5-0. The Eagles' first-string offense has not scored on 14 preseason possessions. Backup QB Nick Foles. 5-0.
The Eagles had a double, what's the name, hit for a cycle, Nick Foles, right?
Baseball jokes.
It was like a baseball
score. Bane of my existence. Backup QB Nick Foles picked off twice, lost a fumble, was sacked three times, once for a safety. Another report of the Giants and Odell Beckham Jr. making good progress on an extension. The Steelers officially extending kicker Chris Boswell for 4 seasons and nearly $17 million. And Vikings running back Dalvin Cook expected to play tonight against the Seahawks. It would be his first action since tearing his ACL last October. Ronald Acuna Jr. did it again last night.
2-2. Hit high in the air to deep left field. Forget about it. Way, way out of here. An absolute bomb for Ronald Acuna. Right on cue. And it's 3-0 Braves. Home run number 21 for Ronald Acuna.
And that's Jim Powell on Braves Radio. Acuna and those Braves beat the Marlins for the 7th straight time, 5-0. A Miami pitcher hit Acuna again, but Javi Garris says he didn't mean to.
Yeah, it's going to get a lot of attention, and I'm, you know, pretty aware. But I think 0-2, anybody knows. It's not trying to go in there, trying to hurt a kid. Ball slipped. He's trying to go up. Went in there. You know, sometimes it happens.
Marlins starter Jose Urania is serving a 6-game suspension for beaning Acuna when these teams last met. The Cubs dropped the Reds last night 7-1 as Cole Hamels went the distance, and the Twins dropped the A's 6-4, Oakland losing back-to-back games for the first time in nearly a month. The NBA Board of Governors expected to approve 3 rule changes next month. The shot clock would reset only to 14, not 24, after an offensive rebound. The clear path foul would be simplified, and refs could review, quote, hostile acts from a player against a coach, a ref, or a fan. Right now, they can only do so for player-on-player incidents. And a 4-way tie at 5-under par after round 1 of the Northern Trust. That is the first event of the PGA Tour's postseason. 13 golfers are tied at 4-under, one shot off the lead. Tiger Woods not in that group. an even par 71 for him yesterday. Boys?
All right. Thank you, AB. Appreciate it. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Mentioned it going into the break about the Brinson column, right? CBSSports.com, that the Cleveland Browns are the new America's team.
You know,
it's a hot take fresh out of the oven.
Listen, I don't think they're the new America's team, right? But I do think they have become like, I feel like when I sit at the compound on Strong Island and I'm watching football, I feel like the Browns are always on the television, and I feel like I live in Cleveland. I feel like I live in that part of Ohio, the great state of Ohio. Because the Browns, they're everywhere. Everywhere you go, as we rock and roll, get ready to go into the NFL season. Am I wrong or what? It just feels like they're everywhere. I have no problem with it.
I don't think you're necessarily wrong. Now, is it because of the what happened last year about the general manager, or is it about Mayfield? See, I think it's more so about Baker Mayfield than anything else. I think if they went with another quarterback, maybe the attention is not nearly on them as much. And certainly you're going to get attention when you are the subject of Hard Knocks and you're going to have an hour-long look into your training camp over the course of the month of August. So you become a little bit more of the center of the focus of the football fan. And football fans are fans of every team out there because of fantasy football, because of daily fantasy, because of gambling, everything that comes along with it. You are a, and it's the easiest sport to bet on, you're a fan of every team. So I do think Mayfield, his personality, and the love him, hate him kind of feel that a lot of people have toward Baker Mayfield leads you to believe, or would lead the attention to be more on the Cleveland Browns than anything else.
Yes, and I think it's also a perfect storm, Moose, of Baker Mayfield, along with the Hard Knocks, along with not winning a game last year. So I think people are waiting. Football fans, even casual sports fans, are waiting to see, are they going to win a game? Are they going to win a game? You know, of course they're going to win a game. They're going to win several games. Obviously, actually, when you weren't here, Moose, we were discussing, and I was asking AB, he said five games. How many will the Browns win? And the men behind the glass here, Mikey B and Pete the Body, they both said five. You both said five, I believe, right? Yeah, I don't want to put words in one's mouth.
Yeah, five.
I would never do that.
Five.
I say six. What do you say, Moose? How many games the Browns going to win this year?
I'd probably agree with AB and say, and Pete, those guys probably say around five.
Five. All right. No problem. I'm thinking,
I mean, very
six,
similar. Five or six games.
Yeah, I guess.
Not all that big of a difference. You were going to tell me, Taz, you thought they were going to be a nine-game winner.
Yeah, I forgot. That would
be a memory lane maker.
Memory lane. Wait, we used to have. Yeah, that's right. I remember
that memory lane.
Wes, did I really say nine games?
No.
No, I was joking.
Oh, I thought you. Oh, well, I said, you just said you had said Taz, to me. No, no. I said if you were to say they were going to win nine games.
Oh, that's
you'd be step right.
It's a totally different paint job.
No, that's exactly right.
I would never say that.
I know
the
you
Moose.
Wouldn't.
No. But
that was my point.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what we can do. If they do end up winning nine games, we can take this show, edit all that little bit we just did there, and make it sound like I said nine games.
And then we could have it as a special podcast.
Yes, and drop that on The Taz Show, where you can get free at radio.com or Apple Podcasts.
Right, and Bisegui can work on it every single day for like months.
Non-stop.
I need a bigger inflection on nine.
Actually,
doesn't really match up.
I called my guest while he was editing the podcast for the show yesterday, Moose.
Perfect timing, I'm sure.
Yesterday
that's exactly
morning.
Who he wants to hear from.
I know. Dude, his phone rang and saw my name. He's like, oh, no. And, Mike, it was an interesting conversation, especially the little side conversation I had while I was in my car. Well, remember that? His face.
Shut up!
Yeah, there was an issue with somebody on the street and me.
Okay.
And Mike, by coincidence, got to hear this whole thing.
Nice.
We don't have the audio.
We don't.
Curse somebody out?
Do we?
Did I curse someone out, Mike?
Oh, yeah, it was a little terrifying. I thought, I was like, if this goes to a different level, I'm going to be a witness or something.
Moose, it was heavy. I haven't
someone
gotten
walk
that.
In front of your car?
No, close. It was. You drive in New York City all the time like me. We're on a side street in Soho in Manhattan here, and a taxi decides to crawl. He's going slow, and then he decides to stop and let two young ladies out of the back seat who had, it looks like they've been shopping for 6 years, the amount of bags they had.
Brutal.
There's a green light.
Terrible.
Bro, green light,
so frustrating.
No traffic in front of us,
so awful.
And there's room for this SOB to pull over.
Oh, it's terrible.
What
it
do
doesn't
I do?
Pull over.
No, and
yeah,
he doesn't pull
honk.
Over. Bro, I honk.
Yeah.
This guy's walking by. I got to calm down. See, I just started getting a little riled up. This guy's walking by. It's bad. It's escalating. This guy is walking on the street with his suit and his stupid glasses and his stupid mustache. And I have my window open because I have to curse and yell out the window. And the guy goes, sir, do you have to beep your horn? Why don't you stop honking? I look, I'm like, and I'm talking to Mike while this is happening on my Bluetooth because I have all this fancy stuff on my car.
Yeah.
I go, Mike, hold on a second. And I...
Nobody else's Bluetooth.
Went... I went off, bro. I went crazy on this guy. There was a
I'm
lot.
Sure.
Of, there was a lot. And Mike, I almost forgot Mike was on the phone.
It's so annoying.
I went, Mike, it was pretty intense. 10 level, 10 the highest. What was it?
It was a 10.
Yeah. And then I put my window up and I said, Mike, sorry. And went back to the conversation. It was kind of like, no problem.
Yeah, I was
when
terrified.
Did the guy eventually move? You didn't make that light, right? So when did you. Did
dude,
you
I the missed next the next light too.
Oh, that's terrible.
He made the next light.
Oh, that's awful.
And then the guy behind me is punching his own dashboard. I see him in the truck.
Yeah, because you want to move. You want to get going.
Because people don't understand. You got once you have that opportunity, bro, as you
know. You want to get going.
You got to go.
Yeah, you want to go.
And the lights were timed.
It's so annoying.
I would have made 5 freaking
terrible,
lights.
Terrible, terrible.
But what's worse, the guy who's not minding his business. Oh, that's what I said. I said, you need to mind your effing business. He goes, well, when you're beeping your horn, it is my business. I'm out in the street here. And I'm like, and I don't want to say the rest of the stuff I said.
You can't.
Don't. I won't on national radio.
Can't say that.
And then as I pull away, I'm like, man, hopefully there was no. I would. Well, then you get of like cell phone.
Right.
Like
you someone, get worried about someone recording it.
Yeah, because that
then,
happens.
And then they're hitting artificial Taz. Look what I just saw this lunatic do this afternoon.
Well, your last line was, welcome to New York City. Bleepity
right.
Bleep.
Yeah, right. Because he's like, why are you beeping the horn? I'm like, yeah, welcome to...
Everyone
like,
beeps a horn.
It's New York City.
Right, like, who does it beep a horn?
Oh, Lord.
I was
no,
in
I got a headache.
Well, it's, God, that's terrible. Hurts. That was...
So
one
mad.
Guy, one guy. I was in a small town in Westchester going through like in Mamaroneck, and some lady cut me off. I honked my horn. A cop on a bicycle pulls up next to me and goes, is it an emergency? I go, no, officer, what do you mean? He goes, why do you honk your horn? I said, because the lady cut me off. He goes, you only use your horn in emergency.
Nightstick Jones.
I go, what planet am I on?
Bro, I never heard that in my life.
You lose your horn in emergency.
I go, what planet am I on?
What are you going to
And you can't say nothing to the cop.
You can't say it because they'll write you up a ticket.
Saying, no,
they'll find something wrong. They'll find
you're
like,
getting pistol whipped.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Right.
Because yeah, you get nasty. You out, next year,
right.
He'll crack you.
Yeah,
that's all you need.
Your left tail light's out. That's $95.
You also, your tire pressure's a little low, so that's another
$150. Exactly. So I'm like, you're right, officer. I apologize.
My bad. Dude.
Have a good evening, officer.
You could do a full show on traveling in the cities or outside of the cities there. Oh, my God,
it's awful. It's awful. People have no respect. And they're in New York City is a no-fault city either. So the pedestrians just walk in front of your car.
Oh, yeah.
They don't care. You could be going 40 miles an hour. They'll just jet right in front of your car.
Bro.
And then give you a dirty look. If you ever,
I go right at them, bro.
They'll sue the bejesus.
I go right at them. You walk, if I have the green and you walk in front of my truck, I'm going right at you on the horn. Cranking Zeppelin. I'm coming right at you, bro. I'm not going to try to hit you. I'm going to scare the daylights out of you. That's how I roll, bro. I come right at you. Here we go, baby. Hello.
I love it.
It's entertainment. It's a war zone, man. It's a war zone.
855-212-4227.
Great place to live.
855-212. It really is. It's the energy in the city. It's just
people
off the
that are like some gentleman listening to us like in Ames, Iowa is like, man, I don't have these problems.
Yeah, right. He's driving along cornfields on his left or on his right. He's like, man,
This is city great. Sounds awful.
We don't have any roads.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, right. I wish that I sometimes just traveling. I wish I lived in Iowa, Lincoln, Nebraska.
And traffic. You could be in the best of moods. It doesn't take all that long for traffic to just knock that good mood out of you.
Yeah, that happened like yesterday.
Today is one of the best days of my life. And then you get in the car and you're stuck in traffic. Some guy's driving like he's never driven a car before in his life in front of you,
and it's yellow. It's a taxi.
Like, basically, I gotta get out of here.
Bro, I
get me out of here.
I get crazy, bro.
Yeah, it set the tone for a great conversation.
Yeah, then Mike and I had a nice conversation after that.
Oof. Oh, yeah, good one.
Let's go to break. All right, so.
What do you guys talk about?
Nah, it's just something that in the show, I just wanted something a little adjusted that he didn't adjust. It was my fault. I kind of got a little hypersensitive.
You went to the whip.
I knew he was going to say it. You know, I get a little micromanaging in me a little bit, and it was my fault.
No, really? You micromanage?
Come on, stop. I'm
sorry. It's a Friday.
A little bit.
855-212-4227. Guess who's traveling with the Patriots? And Taz the Moose Fantasy Football. We'll get into that next as we roll right along. CBS Sports Radio.
Get the latest facts and figures for your fantasy football team on Eye on Fantasy Football. Tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
What happened to the bougie music? Yesterday, day before, we had all the fancy Dan. Bop that up, but now somewhere hip-hop, old-school Jones again.
Well, we mix it up, no?
Damn.
Creative vibe.
About that part.
All right, no problem. It's CBS Sports Radio. I'm sorry, Taz.
It's okay, no.
CBS
no.
Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes. You can save 15% or more on car insurance. Time right now also to ask the pros, where you, the listener, get to ask Taz and myself a question. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Submit your question. Be listening later on the show. We might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car and air care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every single day.
You know what we had on yesterday? Was it long enough, bro?
I did catch that.
Yeah, we had Ice Cube on.
I saw you shaking your head. Yeah.
You showed a disappointment on that.
Yes, I did. Yes, I've been working with you long enough, Taz.
And you've also done that job years ago,
yes,
so you know
I have
both
good
ends.
Peripheral vision,
you know,
right?
Both
I can see you shaking your head as I'm reading the thing. How was Ice Cube, all right?
He was good. You would have loved it, man. Well, hopefully we get him on again. It's talking about the Big Three because they got their championship tonight at Barclays in Brooklyn. And good guy, man. Yeah, knows his sports for sure. He's an avid sports fan. Good guy, really good guy. It was a good conversation. You would have loved it.
So
maybe we'll have him on down the road.
I would love to. I love Ice Cube.
He's a good guy, man.
Apparently,
Mike and his people are getting along great, his representation, right? You guys are emailing.
Is that true?
Or? Well, they made the mistake, and they gave Ice Cube my cell as the hotline number.
So
he called my cell.
So you have Ice Cube cell?
Yeah, so he
texts each other now.
Like, hello. He's like, this Ice Cube? I'm like, they gave you the wrong number, but this is fantastic.
That's awesome.
It was pretty cool.
Did you text him afterward?
I did not.
Leave him alone. Don't do that. I know you're a professional. You wouldn't do that, but some people would. But yeah, no.
I've been like, thank you, Mr. Cube, for coming on.
Well, no, now it's good, Mike. Like, so in a couple of weeks, you could text him, hey, Cube, remember me? Mike, can you come on?
Why don't you come on, talk a little Raider football?
Yeah, just blow right by his representation.
He should be a monthly spot.
That's actually a good idea. No, we'll have him be our Raider correspondent. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
He lives in California, though.
Well, I think so.
He doesn't seem like the type of guy getting up too early. He seems like he has some late nights. You know what I'm saying?
I would say probably when he was younger, but now he's a family man. He's got kids.
So am I. I'm out partying, pounding beers.
I don't know about you, but me, 10 o'clock feels like 3 in the morning.
10 o'clock? I'm in my second dream by 10 o'clock.
Right.
Are you kidding me? I'm counting the orange sheep.
Right, at 10 o'clock, we're getting home. We're on the monorail at Disney at like 10:45.
I'll be falling asleep
right,
on a lot
the park would close at like 9:15. Like, and Donna's mom was like, I can watch the kids if you guys want to go out. I go out.
I'm ready to
go to bed. I'm going to take a shower and go to bed. I'm not looking to go out.
What am I, 20?
You go, right. I have to be up at 6:45. We have a character breakfast. We're meeting Lilo and Stitch tomorrow morning.
Character breakfast is fun. I remember that. Yeah, my son loved that. I remember
Yeah, their faces light up.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Some of the kids get a little scared. Paul gets a little scared. Yeah. Jackson goes right up. The only one Paul really liked was Minnie Mouse.
Oh, yeah.
Gave Minnie Mouse a big kiss on the nose.
Ah, that's nice. Yeah, that's cool. So you had the main ones. You had Mickey and Minnie there. We had the jobbers. We had, like, the chipmunks were there. We didn't have
Chip
the main.
Chip and Dale?
Yeah, Chip and Jobber. And we didn't have Mickey and Minnie. I guess we paid the lesser fee back in the day.
Where'd you guys go?
Yeah, a diner in Orlando, right off Cimarron Boulevard.
So here's Shamu the Whale.
Yeah, and it was there was Bobby the Mechanic in a big, like, helmet on. He's not from the Disney? Yeah. Bobby the Mechanic, yeah. He was there, yeah. And it was at a diner right on Cimarron Boulevard in Orlando.
Very nice.
Yeah, that's not part of the real Disney. It was $15, not even. It's $15 for five people.
The character breakfast. Yeah. And then they feed you like you're about to go to prison.
You look like a king.
Oh, it's more food upon everything. And that's really when you want to eat. Is when it's 92 degrees outside, it's 80% humidity.
Fried
I'm sweating
food.
Profusely to the point where my wife looks over at me one time. We're sitting down watching Fantasmic, right? Sitting down, I'm having a beer. And the beer, basically, you have to suck back in 2 seconds or else it's basically warm.
It's hot.
I am sweating. I was Patrick Ewing in the fourth quarter for the Knicks. My wife's like, are you having a heart attack?
That's awesome. Oh, it's hot.
It is hot.
You just want to get in any of those rides. I love the long walk, the line. You know, but you're in the air conditioning.
Oh,
you just go, I don't know what I'm getting in. Gulliver's Travel, I love him. Right. Let's go.
Right. The carousel. 10 hours. The carousel of progress. This is a 20-minute air conditioned ride.
I'm in.
Beautiful. Sign me in.
I love
the Hall of Presidents. Yeah. It's 30 minutes long.
Presidents.
It's 15 degrees in there. I'm like, this is amazing. I could sit here all day.
When I worked for TNA Wrestling, we were in Universal. So a lot of times we get those fans that came in. It was free to come in. We were like a theme ride, I guess, in the audience there. And while we were doing a wrestling show, taping for TV, bro, people would come in that weren't wrestling fans. We get these people from Yugoslavia that have no idea who
anybody is.
Right. They just want to cool off.
Yeah, they want to go. It's like, so hot.
I don't know who these two big jacked up guys beating the hell out of each other, but I'm cool.
Then we see Donna's cousins. We meet them up for one time for dinner, and they're like, why are you guys down here in August? Nobody comes here in August.
And hello to you, too.
Yes. How are you?
I'm like, yeah.
So, bro, what do we got to do with this fantasy football? Because we got to start our league here. We're running tight on time. We're waiting for you to get back.
So we're going to do a league.
How many teams? I want to do an eight team? Eight?
Well, eight team kind of takes a lot of the...
But we all get good guys then. We all get good players.
Right. Every team's loaded. But the part of the art form of fantasy football is finding those sleepers that really sets your team apart, right?
Well,
Bilotti's a commissioner in a league, by the way.
I didn't know that. Are you really?
Yeah, he is.
Commissioner, yes.
He is a commissioner, of a league
always
here
in charge of something.
At CBS Sports Radio. Wow, as I walk in this morning, he goes, by the way, I need your keepers today. I'm like, all right, I haven't looked at that team in 8 months. I need your keepers by the end of today. I'm like, all right, so Bilotti, what do you think? 8-team, 10-team, 12-team?
We don't have 10 people that like us, though, Pete.
That's true. I think 8 is good. I think 8 can work.
All right.
Especially for what we're doing.
He's not saying that because I said 8, is he?
Probably.
You could add an extra starting spot, and that would help, too.
Oh, now he's getting old. You could do that.
Like a two-quarterback league?
Or a flex position, two flex positions?
Oh, you could do that. Yeah.
Well,
what
what's the benefit of that, though?
Well, makes it harder.
A little bit more strategy.
Why do we have to make things hard all the time? Why can't we just have fun?
Because you want to separate it.
You know I love fun.
I know you love fun.
You love fun. You're a fun guy, Moose.
No doubt.
So what? So we could do two flex
positions where it makes it a little bit more difficult if you're going to do only 8 teams.
What are we going to? Does it matter if we go through like CBS or ESPN? It don't matter. Who do we do the league? What do you got? We used to do on my other show. Yahoo, you did?
Yeah, Yahoo's a good one.
I think ESPN's got a good platform for it too. I got to be honest.
They do
a good job with it.
I usually use Yahoo or CBS.
Yahoo.
I'd like to do ESPN. That's probably not smart to say on the radio when I work for CBS Sports Radio. Yeah. But let's do
CBS Sports.
Is the CBS?
It's a good one. No, it is.
Right,
it is a good one. The only
reason why I said ESPN is because I know how to work there. I know their whole interface.
Yeah, I get it. But CBS is a tremendous brand.
it's the best brand.
It really
I'm down to do all league with CBS.
No doubt.
So CBS Sports.
So
that, it only
teams,
makes sense. That's what that's
teams,
our family.
Me, you, Biseglia, Bilotti, Bogish.
That's five.
That's five. You said John's going to do it.
That's JJ. He's after dark. Yeah,
right.
He's willing to be in. That's well. Now,
so we
now
need two more.
This is what he said. Unless Mike Francesa asks him to get him one. Oh, that was a joke. All right. So,
thank you very much.
All right. So that's six. We'll count JJ in.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a little annoyed at JJ because JJ comes on the show, on our show, and he's not pumping out enough stuff on social media, but yet he's doing other stuff here and he's pumping stuff out. I'm just saying that pisses me off.
We got two more to go.
So we got
to come
this
up
out
with a game plan. Correct. We will. Stay tuned. Fantasy football, Taz and the Moose style.
I want to break already.
We are. It's the top of the hour. Urban Meyer. We'll get into the latest with him at Ohio State. I'll give you my thoughts. I didn't have a chance to chat about it yesterday. We'll do that next. Taz Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.